Chapter 2, Section 2.10. William Shakespeare. Exercise 1. Listen to the radio programme The Bard of Avon about Shakespeare's life and complete the text.
William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon in April 1564. Possibly on the 23rd of April, St George's Day, the patron saint of England, which is also said to be the date of his death. His father was a yeoman, a successful tradesman, until he met with financial difficulties. William was the eldest son and attended the local grammar school, where he acquired a good knowledge of the English language and of classical authors. He married Anne Hathaway when he was only 18 and she was 26. They had three children, Susanna and the twins, Judith and Hamnet. In 1584, he left Stratford, probably because he had been caught deer hunting, and went to London. It was at that time that he first experienced the playhouse. He was received into one of the acting companies, at first in a very minor role, but his wit soon distinguished him, if not as a great actor, as an excellent playwright. In 1593, the London theatres were closed because of the plague, and Shakespeare needed the support of a private patron. He received this support from a young nobleman, the Earl of Southampton, to whom he dedicated his poems. When the theatres reopened, Shakespeare became a shareholder and the main playwright of the most successful company of actors in London, the Lord Chamberlain's Men. In 1599, his company built the Globe Theatre, where most of his plays were performed. Between 1590 and 1596, he wrote historical dramas. At the same time as the history plays, between 1593 and 1600, he put 10 comedies onto the stage, ranging from farce to romance. The great tragedies were written between 1595 and 1605. The latter part of his life was spent in retirement at Stratford. He died in 1616, when he was 52 years old, and was buried in the local church. 7 years after his death, some of his friends and fellow actors published an edition of 36 of the plays in one volume, the famous First Folio.